Good morning. Today we are starting the brand new topic of the prohibition of going to a secular court, also referred to as arkos. So in fact, the source of the prohibition in the Gemara is as follows. It's Gemara in Gittin, Pei Ches Amud Beis, Tanya, Haya Rabbi Tarfon Omer. Rabbi Tarfon used to say, commonly said, Kol makom sha'ata motze, agoria shalov de kochavim, any place that you have secular courts, literally of the non-Jews, non-Jewish courts. He continues that even though their set of laws are identical to ours, and even though in effect that what that means is whether you go to a basting of experts in Choshen Mishpat, or you go to the secular court, they're going to have the same result. Despite that, Iyata Rashai Lizakek Lahem, you still cannot go to the secular court. And the Gemara brings a Pasuk implying that this is an Isser Deoraisa Shenemar, Pasuk in Shmosh Chafalef, Eile HaMishpatim Asher Tasim Lifnehem, these are the Mishpatim that you should put in front of them. And the Drasha is Lifnehem, go in front of a Jewish court, a basting of mumchim, of experts in the area that you need to adjudicate, v'lo lifnei ovdei kochavim, and don't go to a non-Jewish court, literally a non-Jewish court, a court of judges that are non-Jews. But we will obviously have to define the implication of how about going to a court that is governed by judges who are Jewish but secular. How about them? So the first drasha is lifnehem, go to a beit din, go to a Jewish court, a Jewish tribunal, but not of non-Jews. And the second drasha, davar achar lifnehem, v'lo lifnei hadyosos, go in front of them, meaning a proper rabbinic court, but not in front of a court on which even Jews, but they are not experts in the halachic area that is being adjudicated. So they're not mumchim, they're not dayanim, they are just commoners. You also should not go to them. And we will see, Mirtz Hashem, that there is a significant difference between these two drashas, lifnehem, going in front of a non-Jewish court, and going in front of Jews who are simply secular. They don't know the halacha per se, or at least they're commoners. Maybe there's a difference between them. Just when it comes to the tam ha'isr, the reason for the prohibition, you'll see that it is a fairly strict and severe prohibition. The Medrash Tanhuma puts it in this language. Where do we know that even if the laws are identical between the Beis Din and the Beis Mishpat, you cannot go to the Beis Mishpat, that's the secular court, and Medrash brings the same pasuk that we brought, Asher Tasim Lifnehem, and then it explains as follows, Shekol Misha Miniach Dayani Yisrael, anyone who leaves behind, doesn't go to the Beis Din of the Jews, Vaholech Lifnei Akum, and goes to the non-Jewish courts, that is Kfira. That is absolutely Kfira B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's showing disbelief in God. That's where it starts, and that is also Kfira in the Torah itself. So it's a double Kfira. It's a disbelief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah. So that is the Medrash Tanhuma. The Rambam says that such a person is a Rasha. He is blaspheming. It is blasphemy itself, and he is Veherim Yad B'Toras Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's raising up his hand, Rachman Alitzlan, against the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Sma has similar language. He says that whoever leaves and doesn't go to the Dayana Yisrael, to the Beis Din, and goes to the non-Jewish court, Marek Ilu Toras Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom, he's showing that the Torah of Moshe, the Torah that we have, the laws, the halachas, Eino Emes Chash V'Shalom, is not truthful. You are choosing a secular set of laws over the Torah. That is showing that you prefer the secular court of the set of laws, and that it's superior to the Torah set of laws, and accordingly that is a severe kafira. And what's interesting here is that it's not a kafira against a specific halacha ve'elam mishpatim, one halacha that you're violating. Sometimes if somebody violates rachmanan litzlan, a prohibition in the Torah, they're violating one prohibition. Somebody who wears shatnez, that's a violation of the prohibition of shatnez, but it's not viewed as a violation of the entire Torah, an affront to the entire Torah. Of course it is. But it's not viewed as the violation that he's a porek ol, that it's kafira. However, there are certain prohibitions. For example, avodah zarah is viewed and is kafira against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's much more of a severe violation. It's not viewed as, oh, you're only violating avodah zarah. It goes to the core of who we are. Somebody who's mechal Shabbos in public, that goes to the core of who we are, that it's effectively a denial of the creation of the world by God. And so too we see here a similar concept, that somebody who goes to secular courts is not violating a specific prohibition in the Torah, but effectively it's an affront, it's an attack, it's a blasphemy to the entire Torah as a whole. So that's by way of introduction to our new topic, and Emir Tashem, in the coming days we will look into this. Is it an Isser D'Oraisa? Is it an Isser D'Rabbanan? How about if the two litigants agree that they want to go to secular court together? Does that take care of the prohibition? Is it also specifically a prohibition of going in front of judges who are idolaters? Or is it any secular court that is of non-Jews? Or how about even if it's secular Jews? For example, if you go outside of Israel to a judge that is Jewish but secular, or Jewish that is observant, or in Israel, the whole court system, the judges are primarily Jews, but it's the non-basting system, the secular court system. How about if you have a non-Jewish judge, a Jewish judge who's secular, or a Jewish judge who is observant? Is it permitted to go to the secular court system in Israel? So these are, Emir Tashem, all the topics we will have to go through. And in addition, when are there, or are there, in fact, heterim, exceptions to the rule, indeed, that it would be permitted to go to secular court? So Emir Tashem, we have our work cut out for us in the next couple of weeks. Have a wonderful day.